Stormwater runoff is acknowledged as the single largest source of pollution in Puget Sound. Seattle has pioneered the use of green infrastructure, things like rain gardens and green roofs, to catch the rain as it runs off, slow it down, and filter it naturally, much as a forest ecosystem would. But so far, these innovations aren't widely used. So now the city has set an ambitious goal, treating 1,000 gallons of stormwater per resident with green infrastructure by the year 2025. Jill Simmons directs Seattle's Office of Sustainability and Environment. She says this will mean diverting 6 times as much stormwater into green infrastructure.
The big challenge will now be looking at how do we get from where we are today to 2025. And a 6-fold increase is not insignificant, but I think we're poised at this point to, you know, move from, as the mayor said, piloting a lot of stuff to going to scale.
They know how they can accomplish about half of this. City code requires new developments to put in natural drainage systems, and each time the city improves an intersection or sidewalk, they can chip away at the goal. But about half the implementation remains yet to be determined. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.